Iranian filmmaker Asghar Farhadi has a follow-up to last year's Oscar-winning foreign language film, The Separation. The new movie is called The Past, and it, too, is winning awards and plaudits at film festivals around the world. Our critic Bob Mondello saw The Past in September at the Toronto Film Festival, and he says it's haunted him ever since.
The film starts with a nifty setup for all the miscues that will follow. The international arrivals gate of a Paris airport, Marie waiting on one side of a glass partition, her husband Ahmad arriving on the other. Communication is all but impossible through that glass wall, and yet, before he's even seen her, she's already lying to him, slipping a brace off her wrist so he won't see that she's injured. When he finally spots her, he smiles and comes to the other side of the glass. They still can't communicate, but somehow they do. Clearly a loving couple, you figure, utterly in sync, miming greetings since they can't hear each other. And their easy partnering continues on the drive home in the rain, when the problem with her wrist becomes obvious, and he shifts the gears as she drives. But by that time, they're also sniping at each other. Little digs and glares. Only later do you discover he's flown in from Tehran to sign divorce papers, not quite as in sync as they appeared. Is there something unfinished between them? Actress Berenice Bejo, Oscar-nominated for her silent performance in The Artist 2 years ago, is noisier here. A French woman caught between two men, three children, and more complications than it would make any sense to try to explain. Writer-director Asghar Farhadi lets the audience see where communication has faltered and what that's meant to Marie and the folks around her, Ahmad and her new love Samir, both sensitive, both problem solvers by temperament, but caught in situations where fixes may not exist. Also the kids, damaged by the decisions their elders are making, but in unexpected ways, responsible for those decisions. As the director did in A Separation, he allows information to emerge in bits and snatches, always keeping you aware of the stepfamily dynamics and societal dynamics that rule their lives. They are all outside the French mainstream, their home butting up against a railway line as if to show that if they're on the right side of the tracks, it's just barely. And as they struggle with where they are now and try to learn from or cling to or let go of the past, their story becomes so surprising and so emotionally resonant, it's hard to let these characters go. The last 30 seconds of the film, wrenching, startling, utterly transformative of everything that precedes them, have haunted me for months. The past will, I'm guessing, haunt me for years. I'm Bob Mondello.